I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
With the extreme popularity of Disney's High School Musical franchise, East High School started holding self-guided tours in the summer, allowing fans to see where the shows were filmed. And these tours have proved to be quite popular, so keeping the grounds clean is no easy feat.
We have visitors from throughout the world in East High School every day doing tours, so we have to be on top of our game here.
But oddly enough, East High School head custodian Marcos Orozco says he gets recognized in these tours, even though he was never in any of the movies. He says he's worked as a custodian with the Salt Lake City School District for 4 decades, and he's connected with students all along the way.
I have people, adults come up to me, you know, I've been doing this for, I say, my 41st year, and they'll say, Marcos. And I go, yeah, ooh, is that good or bad? No, good, you were our custodian back at Beacon Heights or Whittier or Emerson or Lincoln.
At one point, right after he started working for the district, he quit, but he quickly realized that was a huge mistake. Orozco says his job allows him to form relationships with a wide variety of people, and that's what drew him back to work.
Sometimes we're the only positive male role model that they see.
He admits he grew up in a time when people would look down on his job. In one case, a former student reminisced with him about his time working at an elementary school, and after that, his wife asked if it bothered him that students remember him as a custodian.
I said, he must have remembered me for a reason.
Principal Pam Pedersen says it's not just Orozco's ability to connect with people that makes him stand out, but also his attention to detail. She says he notices small details that no one else does.
He will open, like, these obscure closets down a weird hallway that you'd probably not even notice there's a door there, and it is immaculate inside.
And she says she's not surprised so many people have positive memories connected to Orozco.
It doesn't matter what your job title is. It's about your attitude and your work ethic and how much you care.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.